Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Millionaire Club member Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, March 6, 2017, Moore Success Team Legal Shield B2B Conference Call. We host this special call the first Monday of every month, and it's intended to help our Moore Success Team associates that are actually interested in the group marketing aspect of Legal Shield. Well, this is Convention Week, which is Legal Shield's biggest event of the year, and we're excited about seeing many of our Moore Success Team associates in Oklahoma City. Going to the convention is probably the single best thing that you can do for your Legal Shield business, and it helps you truly understand the big picture of what we do. While there, I want to encourage everyone to attend our Moore Success Team breakout session on Sunday morning at the Cox Convention Center. This year it will be held in room 16 through 18. To register, all you need to do is go to moresuccessteam.com and pre-register on the website. And don't forget to reset your clocks to the daylight saving time change. Remember to move those forward 1 hour. Many of you have been asking about Mr. Ken Moore. Well, he's actually back home. He's still here at Doctor's Care. And I know that he would appreciate his emails and cards. And hold on 1 second. Let me see if I can mute those lines. Sound like we had a dog join the call. There we go. Now it's my honor to introduce tonight's special guest speaker. He is actually the number one group producer for 2016. He's the number one CDL producer not only for 2014, 2015, and 2016. He is a $200,000 ring earner, a Millionaire Club member, a Platinum 2 jacket earner. He's written over 12,000 personal apps. Besides that, he's a great friend of the Moore Success Team from the great state of Missouri. Mr. Alan Roman, welcome to the call, sir.
Thank you, Randy. And by the way, we're expecting storms tonight, so you may hear our dogs barking too in the background. But I'm excited to be on the call. So many friends. My best wishes to Ken, and you know, I'm just I was thinking about even St. Louis, Tom Harris. There's so many people over the years that are on the Moore Success Team that I've known, been involved with, done business briefings with, in group school, small business. Actually, Tom Harris was one of my first group school trainers. I was an AC with him. So, you know, we all go way back, and this is actually my 16th year with the business, and I just love our business. So let me kind of get into my talk for tonight. Just want to say to everyone, you know, my team, I just went over our numbers, and I run this as a business because it is a business. Some people call this a business opportunity. I call it a business because I've been actually running a business for some time. But my team is up this year 47%, and I'm up 25% through February 28th of 2017. And I'm actually averaging 155 memberships a month on my own PIN, which means I write them personally. And I'm only saying that because, you know, we all start the same. I started out selling, you know, maybe two a month, five a month, 20 a month, up to 50, back to 20. So we all, for those of you who are new on the call or have had some success and then taken a step back, that's just all part of the progression to get to where you want to go with the business. And, you know, I'm a product of Harlan and Shirley Stonecipher. That's how I came up in the business. I believe in the mission. I believe in making a living while making a difference. And that's really what my focus is. It's making a living while making a difference in my client, in each one of my clients' lives. So I really believe we are in the best place that we have ever been. And if I would have been on your call in January or February of 2016, I would have said the same thing. And I just finished the biggest year that I've ever had with the company. And it is just what's out there for us. There's such a need for legal plans and identity theft like never before. And it's just how much you're willing to work to what I call honing your skills to be getting better at and picking up nuggets here and there that will really change your business. That's really what this is all about. So here are six or seven things that I and my team are doing that we think are making a difference in our business now and why our numbers are up the way that they are. Number one, and Randy, you mentioned it at the beginning of the call, this week is convention. So the 2 weeks ago, I'm on the phone with my team talking about making appointments for next week. I'm talking about when we get back from convention. So I'm going to say to everyone on the call today, this is really important, y'all. The most important thing that you can do tomorrow, on Wednesday, and on Thursday while you're driving to convention or flying to convention is to be on the phone setting appointments for next week, for the following week. The biggest mistake that I made in the early days of going to convention was not having appointments set and enroll, like decision maker appointments or enrollments set for as soon as I get back. Historically, my sales used to drop after market, and I wouldn't be surprised if the company's numbers aren't off. Their sales, I'm talking about membership sales, aren't off the week after market. And the reason for that is that we come out of market emotionally charged. You'll learn a lot of new things. You're digesting them as you're coming home, and maybe you're digesting them on the following Monday or Tuesday, but that's really when you have to get back to work. That's when you need to have your calendar filled. So, you know, the first thing I want to emphasize on the call tonight is making sure that you're on the phone tomorrow and Wednesday and even Thursday, making appointments, decision maker appointments, and setting up enrollments or trying to get together with someone for lunch, or maybe it's an insurance broker that you want to meet who can lead you. That's the important takeaway from the first thing I want to talk about. Convention week, don't get caught up when you get back and you're not ready to pull the trigger and make sales and send in memberships. Number two, this is a people business. It's a relationship business. I'm excited. I am thrilled with all the new apps that we have. And as I go around the country teaching CDLP, I'm finding more people know how to download Prospect by Legal Shield, then they know how to sell a membership, how to sell a CDL membership, how to sell a family plan, how to do a sit down in someone's home. So I want to spend a little bit of time on that. This is a people business, and we need to have, I mean, I'm thrilled we have Prospect by Legal Shield. We have to have an app for the legal plan and for identity theft, because that's what our competition's doing, and we need to be leading the way. And Jeff Bell has certainly brought that to our company in a major way, Shake and all these other things. At the same time, this is a people business. It's relationship. It's what I call pressing the flesh. It's work in the room. It's making eye contact, taking control of the room. It's a smile, it's a handshake, being nice and warm to anyone and everyone you meet as you're walking into a business for a decision maker appointment or doing an enrollment. You know, if you want to emulate someone, emulate Ken Moore, like when I see him at convention, you know, he always takes the time to stop, shake your hand, tells you a story, makes you feel warm. His eyes stay locked on you until you're satisfied. Or, you know, my upline, Dave Savula, big smile, shakes your hand. His hand is on your shoulder. He wants to know where you're from. He wants to share a story. This is the component that makes a huge difference in your business. For example, you go in for a decision maker appointment. I spend, when I first walk in and sit down with the decision maker, I'm going to spend 30% to 40% of the time I have allotted to me to make small talk. I'm going to be looking around the office to see where I can make a connection, family pictures, vacation pictures, their kids' sports, talk about them. People like to talk about themselves. So it's the most important piece, for example, in my opinion, of a decision maker appointment is to try to build that relationship when you walk in the room. Or if you go with someone as a field trainer, the person who's bringing you may have that relationship, and then you learn how to make the transition. But it's, again, it's that warm connection that you're making. That's how we build a business. It's one person at a time. In an enrollment, just staying with, this is a people business, it's a relationship business, you have to take control of the room. You do it with a smile, with conversation, with eye contact. I mean, I look each person in the eye who's walking in the room. You know, I may bring candy. Somebody may say, hey, are you trying to buy our business? And I'll look at them and smile and say, absolutely, but enjoy the candy along the way. Or you might talk about weather. You talk about, you know, what they do. You know, one of the first things I say after the introduction is to make a connection like, and this is a connection to the product. I don't know about you, but when I first was introduced to a legal plan, I asked myself, why do I need a legal plan? I don't break the law. But what I found out, it's about having an attorney on retainer that can keep me out of trouble. Then I'll tell a story like the one I'm telling now that you all can use, is that my son is a senior in college at Missouri State. And last year when he was going to live off campus, he was going to live in a house with four other guys. And I said, Peter, I want to have that contract reviewed. And he said, oh, Dad, nobody has a contract reviewed. And I said, we'll talk to your older brothers and sisters. That's what we do. And what happened was that when we sent the contract over to the law firm, Greg May, who's the managing partner of DuBail Judge, our law firm in Missouri, called me and said, Alan, you haven't signed that contract, have you? And I said, why? Greg, what's wrong? He said, well, in the fine print right above the signature line, it says if anything happened to Peter, his roommates, or anyone visiting, they were killed, they were hurt, they were maimed, whatever it was, you're waiving your ability to go back against the landlord and the owner of the property. And then he went on to say that if our daughter Emily came down to visit Peter and stayed 7 days versus six, Peter's rent would double for that month. Now, I know why the landlord and the leasing agent had that in the contract, but I'm there to protect my child. So I start almost every one of my enrollments with that. And the reason I'm telling you that is it's a connection point. It's about a people business. It's relating something back so that people in the room know that you're thinking about them and you're connecting with them. So my takeaway on the second point I'm making is this is a people business. We're in the helping business, making a living while making a difference in one of your clients, your neighbors, your families, or one of your accounts' lives. Okay, so the third thing I want to talk about that we're doing on our team, and this has been, I've been teaching this in group school the last for the last year, and it's really working well, and that is appointment booking. What we're doing now is when we set appointments, we go out 3 to 4 weeks. So if you're a new group person, you're coming out of group school or you're getting started, instead of putting pressure, what I try to do, instead of putting pressure on my team, I'm having them book 3 to 4 weeks out. So the interesting thing is once you get 3 weeks, once you start this and you get down the road 3 to 4 weeks, your calendar is going to be filled all the time. But what it does is it takes the pressure off of you, relaxes you as the new, as an associate. Number two, it makes the person on the other end of the phone feel like you're as busy as they are. And by the way, if they happen to be busy that week, which is the 3 to 4 weeks out, then you can work backwards and say, hey, I'm looking at my calendar. I do have an open date on whatever it is, and that may be this 2 weeks away or 1 week away. But the key thing is that you're setting the stage to A, take the pressure off yourself, but B, and maybe the most important, is that the person on the other end of the phone, the decision maker, gets a sense that you're busy because you've already gone out 3 to 4 weeks. And again, the takeaway is by the time you get 3 to 4 weeks out, your calendar is going to be filled. Okay, number four, the decision maker appointment. I want to talk to you about something, again, we've been doing for about maybe a year and a half now, and I call it the Columbo Close. I don't know if you remember the TV show Columbo. Probably some of you on the phone are way too young, and then others of you will remember it well. But there was a detective show, and Columbo would always stop in the middle of a presentation or as he was going out of the door or the stop in the middle of a conversation and ask a question. So I call this the Columbo Close, and it is really working well for us. Most of us at the conclusion of a decision maker, a presentation, say, when should I get back to you? And what that does is that it creates a two-step close. In other words, now you're going to have to call the person back when they told you to. So you're pushing the close. And what I was trying to come up with is how to ask for the sale while you're sitting in front of the decision maker and make it a one-step close. So we've come up with the Columbo Close. And what we do is that we close on a staff or a company meeting versus asking when we should get back to them. So here's how it goes. I start by going through what we used to call Title I, which is preventive legal services. So I'm going to go through when I'm talking to a decision maker. We're going to talk about phone consultations made on an unlimited number of personal issues and give, a couple of quick examples. based on the assumptions I've made about the employees who work at that company. Then number two, letters and phone calls made on the members' behalf, explain that, contract and document review. And then before I get to the will, I pull a Columbo. So just before I start to talk about wills, I'm going to say, by the way, do you do a staff or company meeting here maybe once a week, every other week? And then I wait for the answer. And then I'm going to say, well, who runs that meeting? Do you or does someone else? And then I try to get that name. And then the next question is, have you had the meeting yet? And or when's the next meeting? So then I go on and I talk about wills. I go into traffic and I go through the rest of the legal plan. Then I present identity theft. And then as I get to the end of the presentation, I say, well, here's what we do with companies like yours. I'll bring in the brochures and the applications, and I'll find out how many of your employees see this or our benefit as a value for they and their family on a payroll deduction basis. Again, at the end of the presentation, I'm going to say, so here's what we do with companies like yours. I'll bring in the brochures, the applications, and I'll find out how many of your employees see this benefit as a value for they and their family on a payroll deduction basis. And then I just open up my day timer and I'll say, now when's the next company meeting or staff meeting? And so what this close takes away them from wanting to poll their employees, and most importantly, you're asking for the sale by closing on the meeting. So you don't have to then call them back. Now, does it work 100% of the time? Obviously, it doesn't. But at least from my point of view, I'm there asking for the sale, and it's significantly raising our closing percentages on the first time we're in front of a decision maker. So I hope that helps some of you. Again, we call it the Columbo close. Another thing I want to talk about, and that is that we sell an intangible item. One of the things that I'm noticing, and I'm sure everyone's aware of, is that we don't send paper applications, flat sheets, brochures to new associates who are coming in. And what I'm finding, especially when I do group school and CDL school, is that people don't have anything. Even people who have been around for 2, 4, 5 years. In fact, ironically, I'm kind of becoming the inventory for the city of St. Louis. I'm getting phone calls. I just got one right before I got on the call. It is so important. Again, it goes back to this is a people business. People who need to have stuff. So it's important, I believe, that someone on your team, someone in your upline takes on the responsibility of having some kind of inventory. And it's great. I love contact.legalshield.com/EDS. But I try to lay out for my team, you know, what we're going to use. What is the summary and rate sheet look like? What brochures are we using? Brochures, we're using flat sheets. We use the 101 reasons. But it's important that we have paper in our hands, because so that we can, what I try to do is emulate other insurance companies. So whether it's Aflac or Colonial, whoever it is, I mean, they all have slicks. They have them available. And so it's important that you use your marketing dollars. And if you don't have them, then, you know, talk to your upline, talk to someone. I'm going to do the business briefing in St. Louis the week after market. And I told everyone when the information went out is that I will have will worksheets. I'm going to have flat sheets for identity theft and for legal plan. And it's just you can't – you got to have it now. And not once you've made the appointment, now you're scrambling to find 25 of these or 10 of these or 15. Again, it goes back to this is a business and we need to have that. And don't forget that when you sign up a new member, whether you're doing an individual sit down or you're doing an enrollment with 15, 20, 30, 40 people, if they get their will done, that 69% or 69 to 72% of those new clients will stay on the books when they get their will done. And if they can use it one more time, it's over 80, 82, 85% will keep the plan. That's all about retention. So it's so important that they have temporary membership kits. Because the truth of the matter is, I mean, I'm watching this. I wrote over the last 2 years, each year I've written close to 1,900 memberships. Each year I'm watching the numbers. I don't see that people go to the website, even though I give them the quick start membership and download the temporary membership kits. So they're $1.25, they're $1.50, they're $1.25 if you buy 100 at a time. We've got to give those new members something so that when they leave, they can get their wills done, they can put the decal on their vehicles, and then obviously you want to show them how to download the app on their phone. So again, the takeaway is that we sell intangibles. People need something in their hands as they buy and after the sale. It's all about retention, retention, and retention. And so the last thing tonight I want to talk about, how could I be on the call and not talk about the commercial driver legal plan? So it is the first plan I ever sold. It's the first account I ever opened was a commercial driver was a trucking company. A couple things I want to go over with everyone. It is the easiest product that we have to sell. And the reason is that driver knows they need it. And I just want you all to know there is no way a driver in a big rig can drive from one end of the country to the other or from Minnesota to Texas and know every law or regulation in every municipality, county, or state. Our membership keeps that driver driving. And for those of you who don't know anything or have forgotten more than I know about commercial driver legal plan, just want you all to know that if an over-the-road driver gets two serious violations in a three-year period, they have to stop driving for 60 days. That's their livelihood. Now they can't drive for 60 days. And if they get one more ticket in that three-year period, they have to sit out another 120 days. Again, that's their livelihood. And what our plan does is we represent drivers for moving violations, for DOT, overweight, overlength, all of those different types of violations. and we keep those drivers driving. We keep the freight, which we all need, whether it's food, vegetables, or things that you have in your home. An over-the-road driver delivers probably 90%, 95% of everything that we have on our table and in our homes every day, and that this product is an really incredible product. In addition to that, over the last 2 years, if you group side, if you open up an HVAC company or a plumbing company, a company that has vans, step vans, they would need to have the commercial driver legal plan for their drivers if they were, God forbid, in a tragic accident, they got a speeding ticket, because our family plan only handles personal speeding tickets or tragic accidents in a personal vehicle, not one that's used to make a living. And by the way, y'all, that includes the pizza delivery driver or somebody who's delivering Jimmy John's Freaky Fast. They need to have the commercial driver legal plan. And that's like $1.06 at retail, meaning individual plan, or 99 cents a day on a group enrollment. So I'm going to finish with on trucking and finish my talk tonight talking to you about just quickly how I open trucking companies. Most people lead with the commercial driver legal plan, but I lead with the family plan. And the reason for that is that, and by the way, I opened 1,000 driver trucking company that had our competition doing what I'm going to tell you now. And then I backed into the commercial driver legal plan, and I have everything, and our competition is out. And the main reason is that only one of our competition, there's probably five companies that sell a commercial driver. We have the most competition, I think, in this arena. But I opened this company. I went in, and they already had a commercial driver legal plan. So I went in talking to the VP of safety about inattention and distraction, which, by the way, is almost 40% of all accidents in a big truck. And just so you know what inattention and distraction is, that's if you, and we all do it. There's probably not one of us on the phone that this hasn't happened in their life. If you drive from point A to point B and you don't know how you got to B, something's been on your mind. And what we know from old research and surveys that Prepaid Legal did before Legal Shield, that most of those things are financial and legal issues. So typically that could be debt collector calls, landlord tenant issues, could be a garnishment in the trucking industry. About 20% plus of all drivers have garnishments. And our family plan can help with inattention and distraction. So if you go in or you call and you say, hi, my name's Alan Roman, you can do that. Hi, my name's Alan Roman, and I'm with Legal Shield. Have you heard of us? And if they say yes, and is that a trucking plan, I'm really not interested, then you can pivot, by saying, I'm really not calling you to talk to you about commercial driver legal plan. I'm calling you to talk to you about inattention and distraction, which I'm sure you know is almost 40% of all accidents in a truck. And we have a plan that can help your company and your drivers. I'm going to be in the neighborhood on Thursday. Would morning or afternoon be better? So, and one more thing before I finish, I got to put a plug in for the CDLP call, which is always the third Friday of the month. Last month, we had Fred Rahal from Riggs Abney, Tulsa, which is the transportation practice, and that's the one law firm that every over-the-road driver calls. And Fred was on the call. He's on the call four times a year. And you want to listen to that call, and then you could go back 3 months. They're all posted in your back office under events and calls. There's a drop down. Click on CDLP, and you've got all the calls for the last year. But the important thing is that Fred goes over hot spots or spikes where we're seeing tickets. So if you're being a consultative salesperson, you can call a safety manager, either of existing accounts or people you're trying to open, and you can tell them, you know, I just got off a call. We have a quarterly call with our attorneys, and they tell us things that they're seeing around the country, what's happening, and I just wanted to share this with you. And, you know, and then I don't ask them, you know, when can I come in next? I just do that a couple of times, and then over time, being a consultative salesperson and helping them, it's helped me to open new accounts. Number two, keep the existing accounts I have, because I don't look like I'm someone who just is interested in writing business there. I'm really a partner with them. So, Randy, I hope I did a good job for you all tonight, and everyone picked up a few nuggets that they can use. And by the way, whether it's going to convention or any notes that you took, one of the things that I tell my team is resist going out and changing 100% what you're doing. And, you know, you need to work some of these ideas into your existing way that you do your presentation, whether it's an individual sit-down or it's doing group. Don't make wholesale changes based on anything you hear at convention or at or you see on Facebook or anything. You need to work things in and see if they work with your style, and make sure you use your words, not mine. They got to be your words. Again, I appreciate the opportunity to be on the call, and I'm turning the call back over to you.
Well, Alan, we really do appreciate you coming on. We just feel like you're part of our team. Anytime you're on the call, I always get texts and emails saying, man, that's one of the best trainings I've ever heard. And tonight, I think you just knocked it out of the park. So I definitely want you to know that we appreciate you. I look forward to seeing you this week in Oklahoma City. And, of course, if Mr. Ken Moore was on the call, he would definitely want you to know just how much he cares about you. And he said to make sure and give you his best.
Thanks so much, and the same back to Ken. I'll miss seeing him next week.
Well, he's missed very few conventions in the last 33 years, but the doctor's going to make him stay home this time. But again, Alan, we appreciate you for being the special guest speaker tonight, and anytime we can do return the favor, please let us know.
Okay, thanks so much. Have a great evening.
All right, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, our next call will be in about 20 minutes. Tonight's guest speaker is new $150,000 ring earner and Millionaire Club member, Mr. Dave Hall from the state of Utah, so you don't want to miss that. And as Mr. Moore always ends the call, remember this, keep God first, family second, then Legal Shield, and everything seems to work out. Good night, everyone. We'll see you in about 20 minutes.